Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
If there's one thing that legislators learn, it's that all bills have consequences, and sometimes those consequences can be unintended. A great example is Senate Bill 289, a bill to redefine campaign finance laws in Montana. It was heard yesterday in the House Business and Labor Committee and resulted in a vigorous debate between the Commissioner of Political Practices and those he's trying to regulate. The goal of the bill is to create more transparency and accountability in the political process, a laudable goal and one on which we agree. But as with any bill, the devil's in the details, and this bill has huge problems. During testimony, we told the committee that the bill is vague, substantially overbroad, permits harassment, requires pre-approval of speech from the government, lacks objective standards, and compels speech. And for those reasons, if it were not amended, we would be forced to challenge it in federal court if it passes. It's also our opinion that the bill could force any church that speaks out on a ballot issue to disclose its donors, depending on how the confusing language is interpreted by a commissioner. That statement was immediately pounced on by liberal members of the committee who asked the commissioner if that were the case. He responded no and said that it was not his intention to catch up church donors in this legislation, but his intention is irrelevant. What matters is the actual language of the bill, and so far we have three lawyers who say that churches would have to disclose. At the very least, this confusion proves that the language isn't clear and needs to be amended. This is the same type of confusion that led to the Canyon Ferry Road Baptist Church decision 10 years ago, where a Helena church was deemed by the Commissioner of Political Practices to be an incidental political committee for speaking out in favor of the Montana Marriage Amendment. That case resulted in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals saying that the state of Montana engaged in petty bureaucratic harassment. They found in favor of Canyon Ferry, and the state of Montana was forced to pay $250,000 in legal fees, all because an overzealous commissioner misinterpreted a poorly written law. Our goal with Senate Bill 289 is to make sure that this doesn't happen again. As the committee deals with the issue of so-called dark money, we're making sure that they don't use that hot-button issue as an excuse for a huge campaign finance power grab that chills free speech and results in lower voter participation. As an organization that participates in elections to a limited degree, we've asked the committee to amend the bill to provide clear guidance and bright lines. No more vague language that's interpreted differently every time a new commissioner of political practices takes office. We've also asked for language so clear that there is no possible way that churches could ever be forced to disclose their donors. Ties to churches are not dark money, and churches must be free to discuss the culturally relevant issues of the day. The Canyon Ferry Road court decision said so. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.